Is Libra the astrological sign for money laundering? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there were two signs of vigor from the U.S. economy this morning. U.S. factories increased production 0.4% last month, with car plants ramping up. Then there are retail sales for June, up 0.7%, once volatile car and gasoline sales are set aside. Let's get a take from Drew Mattis, chief market strategist at MetLife Investment Management. Greetings.
Hello.
So consumers were ebullient here last month.
They seem to be. Retail sales very strong, and if you strip out some of the kind of the parts that have more to do with people remodeling their homes and things like that, extraordinarily strong. So ends the second quarter on a really positive note.
We had some factories churning out some stuff here in the last month as well.
We did yet another strong June number. It's going to be interesting for the Fed as they head into the end of this month, because all the June numbers look pretty good so far.
And they didn't promise a rate cut, but they pretty much promised a rate cut this month. So it's wobbled the foundation of that argument slightly.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, if you look at the labor market data this month, it was strong. Now we're seeing retail sales were strong. We're looking at the industrial production numbers. They look pretty good. And it really makes you wonder, when we're sitting there below 4% on the unemployment rate, you know, why we would need a rate cut right now.
All right. Well, we'll see how that actually plays out in the coming weeks here. Drew Mattis, he's the chief market strategist at MetLife. Drew, thank you.
Thank you.
Facebook's plan to launch a new global digital currency called Libra next year goes before the Senate Banking Committee today. A top Facebook executive is expected to testify that Libra will be regulated by international banking authorities in Switzerland and will not compete with national monetary policy. Well, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said yesterday that so far he is not comfortable with Libra, in part because he's worried it would be a handy way for criminals to move money around. Group of Seven finance ministers have similar concerns in their meeting in France this week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Facebook says Libra will be launched with strong protections to safeguard users' information and money. But G7 finance officials have raised concerns about a new global digital currency being managed by an enormous private company, not a central bank or national government, says Martin Trezempa at the Peterson Institute.
Facebook already has around 2.4 billion users and has been implicated in a host of issues around privacy and data protection.
Libra could make international money transfers easier and cheaper, according to Cornell professor Eswar Prasad. He says that could facilitate both legal and illegal transactions.
Mexican workers to make payments back home, but equally for Mexican drug lords to transfer money across national borders.
A G7 working group has been studying the regulatory challenge Libra could pose in the fight against money laundering, tax evasion, and terrorist financing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
More U.S. cities are welcoming electric scooters as a carless way to get around. That said, when I was in L.A. the other week, riders seemed vague on the meaning of the words "not for use on sidewalks" stamped on the side of the scooters. In Pennsylvania, residents can purchase an e-scooter, but they can't ride them on streets or sidewalks. The state there is considering a bill to change that, which would help at least two Philadelphia natives who have an e-scooter business. From WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Kevin Thompson and Naeem Statham have invested close to $100,000 to launch their electric scooter company, Verve S. They have a fleet of 100 e-scooters ready to rent out through their mobile app when and if Pennsylvania gives the motorized rides the go-ahead.
The advantage we got, we from Philly and we the first from Philly.
Statham and Thompson both used money they made in real estate to get the company going. The two are hoping electric scooters are profitable and take them to the next level.
For us, it's about generational wealth and taking care of our communities and our families.
Thompson and Statham got the idea to start a scooter company during a trip to Los Angeles, where scooters are popular.
We was like, yo, we should bring scooters back to Philly, man. Like, this is going to be major, and we jumped right on it.
Thompson and Statham, both in their 30s, are African-American. Philadelphia City Councilman Derek Green says it's important that Verve wants to get in early on e-scooters.
Too often when you have new industries, people of color are late to get into the game. It's very encouraging to see local entrepreneurs get into the business early on.
In Philadelphia, fewer than 3% of businesses are black-owned, though African Americans make up more than 40% of the city's population. Verve faces stiff competition from venture capital-backed companies like Bird and Lime. The two companies have testified in both Harrisburg and Philadelphia in support of e-scooter legalization. The city has been supportive of Verve, but safety remains a major concern. Aaron Ritz is the city's transportation programs manager.
There's a lot of excitement around scooters. We think it's potentially a benefit, but that benefit could also come with a potential a hidden cost. It's not just the idea and the innovation that drives it first. It's also the responsible operation for the long haul.
The city is paying attention to injury rates from scooter-related accidents elsewhere. Thompson says e-scooters are just as safe as a bike or a skateboard. But if it doesn't work out in Philadelphia, they're willing to try things out in a different city. In Philadelphia, I'm Darrell C. Murphy for Marketplace.
We're also covering the federal debt ceiling that's starting to brush the tops of our heads. If you miss it on the air, Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed has the coverage. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.